Welcome to Ascending with the Octurians, with your host, Vivian Chauvette. Vivian is an Octurian hybrid, intergalactic healer, and universal communicator. Join us as we explore an era of quantum consciousness and vibrational shift. Human beings are essence of supreme light, expressed as sentient physical life forms. Our unique soul design contains our blueprint that leads us to light body ascension. We are here to help you evolve beyond this third physical dimension, transcend the past, heal soul wounds, integrate life lessons, and embrace the divine matrix. More than a show, it is an experience that invites you to awaken to the truth of your higher self. Are you ready to return to universal oneness? Ascending with the Octurians begins now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ascending with the Octurians. I am your host, Vivian Chauvette, and we're happy to welcome you again to another great episode today. Today, we're going to talk about the Councils of Light and the New Earth. We were originally going to talk about sound alchemy and other topics, but something really important came up, especially over the last few weeks, and we felt that we wanted to share that with you and talk about the Councils of Light. And you're here also tuning in on Transformation Talk Radio. So we're going to dive into something very important, especially right now. I hear that a lot with my clients and, you know, people I work with. And this is true from everyone, everywhere around the globe. There's a lot of questioning and there's a lot of asking in terms that, is it going to end? Are we going to be victorious in the light? What can we do? Why do we stand right now? What's my purpose? And how can I take on my power? So we're going to explore the Councils of Light and what it means for you and how you can utilize them as well to really make a big difference. And especially right now. So April, we are today, April 9. We are at the beginning of April. And of course, number 9, ending completion, moving into transformation. And the end of the very old cycle. And that's exactly what we are feeling in our being. We can feel it in the air. I can feel like it's palpable. We are truly at the end of a very, very old cycle. I know we heard about the 26,000 year cycle when we were at the end of the Mayan calendar. And so now today we can feel that April has still this almost that thickness, that density of energy. It feels like we're still stuck in duality and also fragmentation. So here's the image for you. Imagine that collectively, all humanity right now, we are in a big cruise ship boat on the ocean, and we have headed directly into the very core of what seems to be a storm, what seems to be a very thick thunderstorm. And when you look up, you look below, sideways, everywhere around you, there seems to be nothing but the storm. However, the storm is only a box of reality within a very bigger box of reality, if that makes sense. That's a visual. And besides, beyond that box or that storm, the sky is there. The sun is still shining. The stars are there and everything else is still there. So it's just an image for you today to see that what we are moving through, it's really going to create a counterpart of the light. And think of it as the rubber band analogy. And that's the image that was given to me recently. They said, think of it this way, you know, a rubber band. The more you stretch the rubber band, it will come to the point of breaking point. And you stretch, you stretch, you stretch. You know that what you've created, once you release it, is the counterpart of where we're going, heading into the light, and that transition, that movement of transformation, healing, ascending beyond a very, very condensed matrix reality. So this is why we want to bring the Councils of Light. We work with the Councils of Light a lot, and three important events took place recently, and I wanted to share that with you, to share that, to bring back your own light, to feel that you are being brought back into the equation. Because oftentimes when we go through challenge and we hold a space, we want to do more, we want to help people, we want to help the earth. Oftentimes what happened is that light workers put themselves out of the formula, or out of the equation. And we want to be so much selfless and do something about uplifting the planet, then we forget that we are a part of this. And one voice can speak on behalf of thousands. And I will show you that today. We'll do also a clearing. I will help you to do what's called opening your spinal energy through your spine, your midline of your body. We'll do that at the end of the show. We also have some announcements, wonderful events that we are hosting and organizing this month in April. So we're going to give you all the details, how you can join us, and also amazing information. So stay tuned for the next hour as we're going to dive into the Councils of Light. So let's talk about that right now. What are they? What is the Councils of Light? They're known by many names. Remember that it's not about the semantics, it's about the connection, the soul connection. So the Guardians of Light are known as intergalactic groups, intergalactic group of light beings, very advanced beings of light. And their purpose is to support souls or individuals, if you want, as we are shifting into unity consciousness, unification, as we are shifting into also our divine source, as we returning to a higher state, a higher vibrational state, which we are, in spite of everything going on the planet, we are returning to a higher vibrational state. You know what you feel in your heart. I know this is part of your day to day. I hear it all the time. Every time, every day when I work with people, I hear it, and there's a shift, there's a breakthrough. We're breaking through a shell. So those councils of light, those very powerful intergalactic groups of light beings, they're known as councils of light. Some of them are guardians of times, others are councils, and there's ways to connect with them. And I want to share one of them with you right now. I know I spoke of this before for this particular one, but let me to share that again with you, because we know that by repetition, we also creating healthier, more uplifting patterns. We allowing ourselves to move into more healthier habits of being connected to the light and with the light. So on March 13, I decided that one voice, one individual, which is myself with my higher self, that we want to make a decree of light. A decree, it's a powerful request of the soul. It's a plea, it's a request of the light. So I went and asked to speak to the councils of light, to these intergalactic groups of light beings. And I presented myself in my light form. I can close my eyes. The desire of my soul was very deep. And I said, I'm going to make a decree, a request of the light on behalf of the entire planet. So I went before those councils in my conscious light body. And the councils will present themselves in the most appropriate way for you. Some of you will expect to see maybe people or beings sitting in a council in maybe in a semicircle shape. Others will feel like maybe it's a hall, a temple you can enter. For us, when I say us, it's my Arcturian collective and I, and we work together. When we present ourselves in front of the councils, it's simply light consciousness connecting to light consciousness. We can feel that there are many of them. We are in the presence of many beings, but at the same time, there's no need for physical appearances. And we know that it's a higher form of consciousness. It's soul consciousness, soul essence. So we went to the Council of Lights with my collective, my Arcturian collective. And I told the council, I said, I'm here for a decree of light on behalf of the earth and all sentient life form evolving on this earth. And the decree that was made on March 13, 2021, was to dismantle completely any repressive false paradigm that has been put in place for thousands of years. I decree that those illusionary paradigm be completely dismantled and released completely from the earth, the history of the earth, the archives, and once and for all. And what was amazing about this decree is that within what seems to be within seconds in 3D linear time, if we have to quantify times, the moment the decree was sent out through soul connection, it was immediately received and accepted. And what I saw is I felt the presence of some of the members of the councils that came and that consciousness, that intelligence, this presence of light came around me. And I heard, yes. And that's the only word I heard. And I knew at that point that it was agreed upon. And right away, they were very proactive. I saw this beautiful interdimensional structures of light that looked like a very complex dimensional portal of light moving through the earth. And it moved through it. So that means it moved through the core of the earth and it went through sweeping through the planet. And at that moment, and I know I showed that before, at that moment, I saw three giant pyramid shift. Let me rephrase that. Three giant mothership in the form of pyramid, bigger than the Giza pyramid in Egypt. Three huge mothership taking off, lifted off the planet. They took off and I saw them starting to leave the planet. And at that moment, I request the Galactic Federation to intercept those ship. And of course, we always stay aligned with the higher light. We always ask that opportunities be given for redemption. So then those beings or those souls, whoever they are, evolved, can evolve into the light and be also reaching a point of ascension. It's always an invitation from the lower consciousness ascending into a higher consciousness. And that's what we call upon bringing up into higher octaves of light. And it's to prevent the same paradigm or the same situations to history on this earth, through history, to prevent that from happening elsewhere, to protect other civilizations that we don't consciously know about, to protect other planetary systems. And that's what we did. And that one was extremely powerful, extremely powerful. And then from there, I've seen a lot of changes. People have reported feeling something being removed from their body and uplifting. But you know that as you create more space, the paradigm that is put in place will have a response. So we can feel that the grip is a little bit tighter right now. However, a second decree of light has been made on March 17. And we're going to talk about it, the second decree of light. The second decree of light has been made alongside with a client of mine. We were in the middle of a very powerful healing session. And we asked this client her permission to work with her higher self so she can join us, my higher self and my Octarian collective. And we ask her if we can integrate, add to the session, a decree of light on behalf of the earth, on behalf of every child, every woman, every man, every animal, every life form on this planet. Can we do a decree? And of course, she accepted because she's a powerful light worker herself. And so we joined forces and we did a second decree of light. And we went back to the Councils of Light, and this time the council showed itself like, you know, like being sitting in a semi-council and a semi-circle. And it's like you present yourself in front of those courts of heaven, of those, you know, council, those very powerful intergalactic beings that are there. And we did a second decree on behalf of the earth. We asked that what has been, what is resisting and persisting, any form of restrictions or opposition on the planet be also being lifted up and released back to the light, so that a higher consciousness can just, a new dawn can rise onto the planet, come very organically. We want to naturally, organically shift into higher vibrational way of living. And so that decree was also accepted. It was very powerful because it was a collective of many souls together with my Arcturian, myself, my clients. We were a group of beautiful, luminous, divine being requesting, making the decree. Remember that a decree of light is also the equivalent of a very powerful request of light that you bring in front of those councils. And when they accepted the decree, that something else happened. We were right away, we were brought around the earth, and then a ring of light was drawn around the earth from space, so to speak, and 36 beings of light came. It was like looking at 36 diamond spark coming together. There were about 36 beings of light, including my higher self, my client's higher self, with my delegation of the Arcturians, come together in a circle of light. And we were in space, so to speak, in the quantum space reality, looking at the earth, and there was a circle of light, and many of them have come. And then at that moment, we knew that we were joined by a lot of forces of light. Many have answered that decree. Many have agreed to come and bring the light onto the planet. And at that moment, we were witnessing another phase on the planet. And I'll share with that with you what took place. So we'll take a short break right now. My God, time flies when you talk about decree of light and uplifting. We'll take a very short break here on Ascending with the Arcturians, with your host, with Vivian, myself, on Transformational Talk Radio. Please stay tuned because we're going to talk about what happened after this second decree. And we'll be right back on this short break. Stay with us.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
I'm a big fan of yours and of y'all's wisdom has been very valuable to me. I've been curious, kind of stuck and not sure which direction to go, and having the motivation, to do that as well. So thank you very much. It's a beautiful message. Thank you very much.
It is a beautiful message.
It's very comforting and a great reminder.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore Earth's guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
And we're back on Ascending with the Octurians with me, your host, Vivian. So before the break, we were talking about the Councils of Light and also how you can work with them to present requests, what we call powerful decree of light. And we talked about the first decree that we made on March 17, and we were on March 13, and then the second decree was on March 17. And we were talking about what happened after we made this decree. So just to recap quickly, we made a decree on behalf of the Earth. Let's set us free. Let's bring back our sovereignty, right? It's time we're ready. Let's bring back the true history of the Earth and all the pristine energy of who we are and the blueprint. And so the decree is accepted. And then there's my client higher self, my higher self, my Octurian delegation. And we are being brought around the Earth in a circle of light where other 36 beings of light comes and join us. So picture that for a moment in your mind. Visualize a very large circle of light around the Earth. And there's 36 beings of light, including ourselves there. And then when the beings of light are telling us, they said, look down. But you have to think about like you're floating like in space, looking down on the planet, down at the planet. And from the core of the Earth, we saw a sphere, a pretty big sphere, almost as big as the Earth herself, but not quite. That sphere just was emerging from the core of the planet, coming up. And we're witnessing that sphere that contained even, there was a town or a city inside of it. And that sphere is being taken off. And I see the sphere being removed. And there was a long cord of attachments that used to attach that sphere to the core of the planet. And I witness in my light form, in conscious form, the cord being completely cut. It's a clean cut. And then what happened next, it's extraordinary. I never seen that before, at least consciously. Then I'm asking the beings of light, where does it go? Now, where is the sphere going to? And within a blink of an eye or the heartbeat, I see the universe being shaped into a being. It's almost like thousands of stars molded itself into a being. I see a head, neck, shoulders, arms, torso. That being stretched its arm towards the city, grab it in its hands, and bring the city back into its body. So we understand that what we're looking at, it's very divine, it's supreme. To look at the universe molding itself into a being, you can imagine that we're in the presence of Supreme Source. It's an aspect of Prime Creator. It's an aspect of Supreme Source coming, taking the city and putting inside of its body, knowing that that city will be transmuted into the light and there will be other opportunity for those beings that were extracted from the Earth, you know, to move on into different sphere of evolution. So it's very uplifting. It's very positive. We always keep it in a positive manner. It's always for the highest good of all, even for those who have chosen to evolve in density and dark energy. So that city being brought into this being and then the being dissolved back into thousands and thousands of stars and shaped back into the universe, the cosmos. I was in awe. What an honor to have witnessed this amazing event that just took place on March 17, 2021, allowing the presence of Supreme Source and to be part of a very powerful decree. So let's take a moment just to breathe and to feel it in your being. What we're sharing with you right now are true events. It just happened. And my client felt it, was there. She was absolutely very moved. It was absolutely incredible. And so what does it tell you? Why are we sharing that with you all? Those who are listening now, those who will discovering our show later on. It's just to show you that ultimately we have a lot more power that we give ourselves credit. And oftentimes the narrative of this world are designed to make you believe it's the other way around. So every day, I apologize, my throat chakra is resetting itself. So every day when you look at yourself, how you feel, you know, what does your day look like? I have to go to work, take care of the children, clean the house. I have deadlines with my boss. I have this, I have that. That's okay. This is what's called functioning within these energy fields. Well, ultimately, within yourself, you know that what you are emanating, what you are radiating, who you are, your thoughts, your energy. Where's your energy in your biofield, your auric field? How's the Taurus feel of your heart? Are you talk to your heart today? In beautiful heart, how can I support you? You feel sadness, heaviness, fear, anxiety. Well, okay, I lower myself into the narratives. I have fallen a little bit beyond into the three-dimensional or the lower four-dimensional energies. I'm going to clear myself now. I remember the truth. Think about this decree that has been made. Technically, two souls, myself and my clients and my Arcturian delegations. So a group, a handful of souls, of beings, presenting themselves in front of councils of light and allowing this event to take place. It is extraordinary. And so that's what we want to share that with you, because right now we understand that there's a lot of information in the light, non-the light, and so forth. There's a lot of information, whether it's the Pleiadians, the Sirians, whether it's, you know, the creators, the authors, whether it's masters, whether it's also information that we receive from the 3D narratives. You're receiving a lot of information. So be mindful of what we call this buffet of information. Too many information, too much information is like too little. It can create also disruption within you. And we see that even with practitioners, light workers, healers, they get bombarded and then they feel at last. Where do I stand? Where do I believe? So the answer to that is, where do you fit in all of this? Where are you right here, right now? Slow down, step back, breathe back into your light. Ask your inner being. Remember that you are ancient. It has nothing to do with your physical form. Return to that truth, that pristine energy that you carry within you. Your light make a huge difference. And we're going to reinforce that message over and over, because this is how we're going to create new paradigm, healthier patterns. This is how we also uplifting ourselves. These are very wise wisdoms, guidance. Return to the simplicity of the power that you carry within you. It's there and it's free right in front of you. Oftentimes we look everywhere, and yet it's right in front of us. So take the time every day to go back into yourself. Take the time to sit down, slow down. Let the day's events just fall apart. Just let it go, let it melt. And return to your own resonance within you. Let's do that together just for a moment. So make yourself comfortable, feet on the ground, feel the earth, and close your eyes. Please, just breathe. Breathe into your being. Breathe into your divine essence. Remember that you are divine essence of light having a human physical expression. Now you are going through a human life in physical embodiment. Where do I stand? How do I fit in all this information, all the changes, the meditation technique, all this teaching online, all the different school of learning, school of belief? What do they all have in common? What is the commonality of all of this? All of this leads back to your light, to your ascension process, to clearing your thoughts, invitation to live in more unity consciousness, inviting your inner peace to come back inside of you in spite of all of the 3D environmental circumstances, in spite of what it says on the news or what's going on in other countries. We're all in this together. And that tells you that we are co-creating something far more powerful than what it seems. Just breathe back into the ancient knowledge and wisdom that you carry, your inner divine spark. And when you breathe, feel also your DNA, your internal archives of light, your internal library of knowledge. Just let it be a part of you. And breathe deeper into your solar plexus, breathe into your heart. I breathe into my being. I breathe into the light. And I let everything else go. I release everything with joy, with ease, with divine grace now. Yes. Yes, beautiful. Let it flow. Let it be. This is who you are. Perfect. Wonderful. You can open your eyes. Welcome back. Simple, potent, powerful. You see, it's returning to the essentials. Just like when we plead and we make requests of the light, we are ultimately utilizing the essence of passion that animates your heart, that fuels your soul to want to help in that sense. So we wanted to share this little brief technique to really quickly bring yourself back into your center. You can do it even in your car. Let's say you come back from grocery shopping and you go like, oh, there was a lot of energy there. I feel that I'm not grounded. I feel like I'm being destabilized and a little bit fragmented. But take the time to do that before you get back on the road. Breathe into your being. Bring back this stabilization. Ground yourself into your light. Remember that your inner being is very ancient. You have so many lifetimes under your belt, so to speak. Return to your pristine state of beingness. That brings us to the third decree. Yes, there is a third decree that we made just recently, a few days ago, just about 7 days ago, on April 3rd. We're on the 9th today, so April 3rd, 6 days ago, we made another decree of light. This time it was requested of us. We were working with a small group of beautiful, beautiful light workers from different countries combined together. And this group had a desire to make a difference. Let's join as a group, they said, and make a difference so we can uplift everyone and accelerate the process of the victory of light. So, of course, we agreed to that and we joined our voices and we suggested to make a decree of light and come in front of the councils of light to go talk to these intergalactic beings of light, very ancient consciousness, intelligence. And so the group agreed to that. So what we did is we closed our eyes. We were on Zoom, mind you, online. We closed our eyes. We harmonized our hearts, our light together. And we made a decree. So what we did is that we were leading a group, and in our light body consciousness, we travel. We went and we asked to be brought before those councils of light. On this day, we wish to make a decree of light on behalf of the earth, on behalf of an entire civilization that is in the midst of reascension. And we ask to be presented, to talk, to come in front of the councils of light. And at the speed of thought, at the speed of soul essence, we were there, all of us together. And I could see every member of the group and their light body in front of the councils. And we did a decree on behalf of the group. We wanted to bring another layer. We want to say, let all restriction fall. Let's release that false matrix of 3D or the fourth dimension be completely dissolved. So stay with us. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back on Ascending with the Arcturians. And we will talk about this third decree. And now, after that, we're going to show you a picture because we got a response from the Councils of Light. Stay tuned on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
Get empowered.
Everyone, Ricky Schwartz, Certified Life Coach here. Look, life coaching is a very personal business, so how can you possibly know whether I'm the right one to get into the weeds with you? By getting to know me through my radio show called My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life with Ricky Schwartz, live every second and fourth Wednesday at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And if you do decide to swipe right, go to MyTurnLifeCoaching.com and let's get started together.
Welcome to Blue Lightning Healing Meditations. I'm Susie Parker Goins. I'm a channel bringing through spirit guides in accessible and resonant ways for you to connect with your higher self, sharing soul-level conversations to help you in your spiritual path. I upload weekly channeled messages, interviews, and information on a variety of topics, sharing my learning and opening doors for growth. You can find a listing of upcoming podcasts at BlueLightningHealing.com. Until next time, blessings.
And we're back on Ascending with the Arcturians with your host, Vivian, myself, here on Transformation Talk Radio. And before the break, we were talking about the third decree of light that we recently made on April 3rd with a group. And I was about to share with you what took place during that time. And we're going to show you also in a moment, we're going to show you a picture of a response that we received from this decree. But let me tell you first what happened. When we presented ourselves in front of the councils, there were four of us in our light body, and we made a decree to says, okay, let's lift the restrictions of communication, health, educations. Let's remove this old paradigm, this illusionary restriction that condense people, that create a false impression of separation, anxiety, stress, condense and compress our light, that also create a false impression of being disconnected from source, which an absolutely no-no, and it's against cosmic law, and release that once and for all, releasing every country, USA, Canada, England, whether it's Slovenia, whether it's France, whether it's Australia, New Zealand, and name it, everywhere, okay? You're with us. And at the moment, the council just told us, you know, show us that it was received. And then one by one, we return to the earth, and then we stay with the earth, and we send also a lot of heart energy to the core of the earth. We connected consciously with the heart chakra of Mother Gaia with our heart chakras all together. So you can tell as a group sitting, it was very powerful. And then we all came back, we reintegrating consciously our body, and we were talking about, you know, everybody's feedback, and everybody felt that was so powerful. We felt it in our core. We felt it in our being and feel like we were still floating, and we were taking some time to reintegrate and ground properly. And so the group just adjourned, and we knew that the decree has been made, and we felt very confident about it. The next day, one of the members of the group, Keith, sent me an email. It says, Vivian, you're not going to believe this. I was in my backyard, and I felt intuitively that I need to take pictures of the sky, because I could see that the clouds seemingly had very specific pattern to them. So he grabbed his camera and started taking pictures. And then you will see now, we'll show you on the screen right now what the picture looks like. There were infinity symbols appeared in the sky, and you can see they're very clear. You can feel the energy of it. That was a direct response for what we have created the day before, all together as a group, working with the councils, or working with those very advanced beings of light, this higher intelligence. And those intelligence are not bound by time like we are here on the 3D linear time construct. And they are connected to infinity, to all there is. So those infinity symbol you're seeing right now on the screen, you can feel that there's a consciousness, there's an energy, a vibration to them. And if you look, the first one is very clear. The second one, to me, almost looks like the Enterprise. It looks like a ship coming in. So we know that we have also, we are receiving responses from other councils, our star brothers and sisters, like the Sirian Council, the Andromedan Council, working with us, of course, the Arcturians, and other very advanced ascended star civilizations you can see in the sky. So thank you for showing the picture today. We wanted to show you a visual, a tangible form of response that we received. Isn't that extraordinary? The moment I saw this picture, I knew at the soul level, I knew to the gateway of my heart, and that was a direct response to what we did. And just to show you how effective, powerful, and potent we are. Now, if a picture worth 1,000 words, there you have it. Is that extraordinary? And we wanted to show you, we wanted to add this visual. So we want to thank Keith for allowing us to use his picture with his permission. And he was very thrilled that we would do that on the show. So This is extraordinary. And so what does it mean for you? It means that you too can make powerful requests. Now, you have to make sure that you are perfect in alignment, that you are allowing higher wisdom in you to talk. It has nothing to do with the lower mental mind. Oh, I'm tired of this. I'm going to make a request. This is always in a positive, uplifting form. Always requesting on behalf of everyone for the highest and best of all in all directions. So you know that there's an energy, and you know you have to be in alignment with the truth of your light, as opposed to human conditions or based on stories or program of patterns. It's really on behalf of soul energy that we make those requests. Well, you too can. You have the ability to do that. And so we are truly moving out on a third dimensional and even lower four dimensional matrix reality. And we are ascending into a more organic, higher form of fifth dimensional matrix reality. We are shifting and we are moving into a higher way of living. We're returning to recognizing the collective force that as we unite our light, we unite of wisdom, we unite of ways of living, that we can really uplift ourselves, for our families, our communities, our countries, and also letting go of restriction of the past, consideration, differences based on cultures, based on belief system, based on your upbringing. We are letting go of those identification, those IDs, those persona traits that belong to the 3D. And we are recognizing more who we are as divine being and still embracing the uniqueness of who we are and what we bring, your gift, your talents, your way of connections, your frequency signature, your vibrational field, your knowledge, what you bring beyond what you've learned from here on this earth, but also what do you bring at a soul level? Look at the archives of your soul. You've lived so many times before. What have you learned? What knowledge do you bring? And so imagining combining all of this together, we can uplift the planet like this on the blink of an eye. And there's different ways to do that. So right now, let's do a clearing. Let's do a clearing. Let's open up your spinal energy. You know, your spine has so many histories. There's so much energy store along your spine. It opens up the midline of your body. It activates your pelvic floor. It opens up also the flow down to your legs, your knees, your ankles, opening your feet chakras, connecting to the ancient core of the earth. Feel her grids. Feel the changes in the ley lines. Reattune, allowing your own internal ley lines to be also attuned and adjust. Be adaptable. That's what we are sharing with you. So if you would, please make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes for a moment. Thank you. And what we're going to do is we're going to activate the spinal energy through the spine. We're going to breathe. We're going to breathe from the base of the spine right at the tailbone. And we're going to, when we inhale, breathe in the energy of the spine all the way up to the base of the cervicals, base of the skull. And when you exhale, let's just that energy flow all the way down to the tailbone. Breathe in, exhale. It opened that gentle Kundalini energies. It also breathe and align naturally your chakra network along the spine. And what we're going to do is we're going to breathe into the golden light. So when you breathe in, bring the golden light up to your spine, to your chakras, and exhale the light to your spine again. So it creates a movement to the inhale, and when you exhale. Breathe in into the golden light. Exhale to the golden light. It creates a positive loop of energy that flows to the spine, through your chakra network, opening the chakra column to the front and the back of the spine, expanding into your bioenergy field, expanding into your entire body. Let the energy move, let it feel, let it flow. You are entering into the sacred quantum space of pure energy. And let all the debris, all residual imprint, everything that no longer serves you in the now, let everything be dissolved in the power of the light. Beautiful. One more breath, breathe in into the golden light, let it flow to your spine, opening to your shoulder blades, your neck, the base of the skull. Exhale down the golden light to your spine. Let it flow, let it open your pelvic floor, flow down your legs. You becoming this radiant column of pure golden light. You are this beautiful solar light yourself, creating a mini supernova of connections within you. Beautiful. And now you can open your eyes. Welcome back. Did you feel that? Oh, I feel like I'm burning out with energy and it's wonderful. I am bringing the solar rays of light right within my spine and into my body, my energy field, the solar body of light expanding beyond. Beautiful. Now today, we really truly hope that by sharing real events, decrees of light, requests, working with higher forces of light has really inspired you to do the same, to be able to be the best of who you are on the day to day, even when you're being challenged. When you're being challenged, look at what is it that you are learning? What is it that the situation, the person, the circumstances is really teaching you? What extraction of wisdom, what key element are you extracting from it? And I will show you how much you are also gaining more light as a result of this, gaining more wisdom. And it's okay to honor your space. It's okay to honor your heart. And it's okay to feel emotions. It's how we work with it, how we harvest the power behind it. Does that make sense?
Yes,
of course. We would like to make some announcements. We're fun, amazing events that we have created. We have a powerful, free, completely free meditation online coming up on Thursday, April 15 at 6 p.m. Pacific time. That meditation is announced on our meetup group, and we're going to share with you the link where you can see all the details of all our coming events. This is a meetup group that is free. You're welcome to join from wherever you are. We have met multiple members from different countries, whether it's around the US, Canada, England. We have members from Sweden and other places. We also always create online events so we can bring the collective, the community together. So meditation is called Doorway to Self on the 15th. We have also a very powerful event on Saturday, April 17 at 11 Pacific time. It is called Fifth Dimensional Human Body. You're going to learn techniques how to create and ascend into your fifth dimensional human body, opening the micro tunnels of connections with the interstellar beings, connecting with your star families, and much more. It's only $25. And we also going to have an in-person. So if you're local to Arizona, we're going to gather in a beautiful land and on a ranch in Waddell, Arizona for an Under the Stars event. We're going to do a Contacting Interstellar Beings, a C5 initiative based on Dr. Stephen Greer techniques, which I've learned and became an ambassador, a cosmic ambassador technique with that. We're going to work in a circle under the stars if you're local. Join our member, our meetup group, Teaching of the Arcturians. It's completely free to join. Stay connected. And we're going to see you again. We have our next show on April 23rd. We're going to talk about telepathic communication and also how to utilize the power of your mind. It's been an honor to be here with you, to be your host. You know that I'm a Arcturian hybrid, and more and more we're going to bring very potent wisdom, knowledge, techniques, learn to allowing yourself to empower your true self, opening your channel, and let's ascend together. Thank you for being with us on Ascending with the Arcturians on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Ascending with the Arcturians with your host, Vivian Chouvette. It has been our pleasure being your host and interstellar guide. We invite you to embrace your uniqueness and authentic self. For more information on our healing services and to connect with Vivian, please visit our website, infinitehealingfromthestars.com. That's infinitehealingfromthestars.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.